Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update for the week ending August 14th, 2026. The 33rd week of the year, the 1,458th week, I've compiled these statistics. Single family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. First of three categories, new listings. 31 new listings hit the books this week. Two are closed and one is pending. So a net number of 28. Well, better than low 20s, nicer to stay in the 30s. The low new listing for the week, 1,250,000 on Santa Susana Avenue. Don't cry. And that's actually the low sale for the week as well. The high new listing for the week, are you sitting down? 48,975,000, Padaro Lane. It's been on before. Now it's an auction. None of the 31 new listings were under $1 million. The median price, just a hair under $3.5 million, which is on the high side. I haven't done the median price for active listings recently, but that feels like it's a little higher. Second category, opened escrows. 18 lucky people opened escrow on their single family home for the week ending August 14th, 2026. 18 in Hebrew means chai, to life, and the number 18. They couldn't make up their mind. The low opened escrow for the week, 1,100,000 on Fletcher Avenue. I think it's on the corner of Jessica. And a high of 6,750,000 on Santa Barbara Street. None of the 18 opened escrows were under $1 million. Median price, $2,374,500. Again, the year-to-date median sales price, $2.2 million. So that's higher. I looked at the days on market, and it was 95.5 days on market, the median number. Maybe I misread that. I thought I looked at it twice. The year-to-date median days on market is 17, so that would be fairly extraordinary. But it's only 18 listings, so who knows? And finally, behind door number three, sold listings, 26, even luckier people, closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending August 14th, 2026. Now, we're averaging 18.3 sales per week. So 26 sales, a big number. The low sale for the week, the aforementioned Santa Susana, 1,250,000. So that was statistical purposes only as a sold off market. And the high sale for the week, 7,215,000 on Burnham Wood Drive. None of the 26 sold listings were under $1 million. Median price, $2,350,000, with a median days on market of 21.5 days on market. I think we were at 16 days on market, and I think those sales pushed it to 17 days on market for the median. And the number, $2,350,000, the median sales price for those 26 sold listings. Year to date is $2.2 million. So why did those 26 sales, which, by the way, 26 sales is a huge number, averaging 18.3 sales per week. The median price for said sales, $2,350,000, is a high number. We're at $2.2 million. So if those 26 sales, which is a huge number, based on the total number of sales of 604 sales, I didn't do the percentage, but 26 is a big number. Why didn't it move the needle on the median price of $2.2 million? I looked it up, and there are four sales of the 604 listings at $2.2 million. They're clustered there, and it didn't move the needle enough. I'm surprised. $2,350,000, 26 sales. So we'll see what happens next week. And those are the stats for the week ending August 14th, 2026. I'll tell you, the high sale for the week, Burnhamwood Drive, reminds me of going there when I was selling Savin photocopiers starting in 1983 for about 3 years. And I met the manager, and he was always very kind to me. I don't know if I even ever sold him a Savin copier or not, but he bought me lunch a couple of times. Wish I could remember his name. I'll tell you next time. Okay, we're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing, although I do encourage you to invest in real estate. Remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to radiorealestate.com, radiorealestate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.